Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, three-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike McCarthy, who he knows quite well, who got the Dallas Cowboys job. That's why we're talking to Bob Sturm. 8 straight playoff years, 9 of 10 years in the playoffs, and a Super Bowl. A lot of people today, Carver High, mocked that hiring. And I don't understand why, to be honest with you. The guys worked with great quarterbacks, a lot of them, and let's face it, Young, Montana, Favre, Rodgers, he'll work with Dak Prescott. I do not agree with anyone that thinks it's a bad hire. I think the guy's a winner. I mean, 8 straight playoffs, 9 of 10, and a Super Bowl. Jason Garrett is the scum of the earth compared to that. I mean, he's absolutely worthless. He's worthless compared to this guy. I don't even want to hear it. I heard all these idiots on ESPN and everywhere else saying it's a bad hire. Shut the Pharrell up. You suck. That's why you're on TV and you're not coaching in the NFL. The guy's a winner. I don't care what anybody says.
Yeah, look, I don't have a problem with this hire. I really don't. I think that the Cowboys probably checked in on Lincoln Riley. He probably said, listen, guys, thanks, but no thanks. I'm going to keep counting my money in Oklahoma
and winning,
going 11-2 every year. I'm going to be just fine.
Thanks.
And then when you look at who's available after that, I mean, Mike McCarthy's the only guy out of all these other guys available who has won in the NFL. And I don't think the Cowboys, coming off the year that they just had and having the kind of talent that they have, or at least that Jerry and, you know, Stephen Jones think they have, I don't think that they could take a chance with a first-time coach.
How stupid were the Giants and Browns not to hire him?
I thought the Browns, we said it last week, I thought the Browns should have ran and got this guy because they need a guy who's won. And who cares if it's been a while? You know how many people have won one Super Bowl? It's hard to win Super Bowls, okay? I know he had Aaron Rodgers. I get it. He still won a Super Bowl.
That's it.
And he brings somebody, you know, he's won in the NFL. And I think they need that down in Dallas.
And Garrett doesn't win.
And the word is that Jerry,
He wins regular season games and division games, but he doesn't win playoff games.
Right. And all you heard today was how, oh, well, why would you want to deal with Jerry Jones and why would you want to deal with this? Other reports have said, hey, you know what, for the most part, I know that Jerry plays that part where he's doing his own press conferences after games, but allegedly he does let the coach kind of do what he wants to do when it comes to, you know, the game day operation.
Right.
You know, it's on you.
He doesn't coach.
He doesn't coach the team.
He just is the face of the organization.
Him and Steven pick the players for you, but you get to coach the football team.
Right.
So maybe Mike, you know, McCarthy wants to
What's
do that.
What's wrong with that? Isn't that what Gase has? He said, I don't pick the players, I coach.
Not only that, why would you want to coach for Jerry Jones? Well, because even if you have a mediocre record, he'll lose you for 10 years. I mean, why would you not want that job? You got job security.
Yeah. Pretty much. There's no way to – that guy, what, he get a 5-year deal? He'll be there 5 years at least, I guarantee it. So we'll talk to Bob Sturm about it. We'll talk to Bill Michaels about him, what he thinks of him. Because everybody's high on this LaFleur guy up in Green Bay because he's had a great first year, right? So they just love him. But I want to get the down low on what the deal is with McCarthy because he was there so long. I think people got sick of him. You know what I mean? And they got so used to him that it got stale, like bread.
Right, eventually you just tune out the same message
right,
over and over.
Right. I think that's what happened. We'll find out.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.